I'm terminally ill, Justin, and I used to live in a village, a town called Watlington, and my grandparents brought me up, and all my family is in the local church, is buried there. So I was making arrangements, because I'm terminally ill, for my funeral, and I was even married in this church as well, and I've been told that I can't be buried there because I live in Milton Keynes, but I can be cremated and put there. And yet I got married in that church and everything.
When they told you that, Helen, I feel sick just listening to these calls this morning. When they told you that on the phone, I know it's an awful question to ask you, but I'm going to ask it. How did it make you feel when you were told that on the phone?
It felt as if the bottom had fallen out of my world. I haven't got that much long left, but I wanted to be with my family, and to be told that I couldn't be, the only way I could do was be cremated. And it was the final, how can I put it without being sound? It was the final nail in the coffin, put it that way. Being told you haven't got long to live, and then being told you can't be buried where you want to be buried. And I think, all right, I'm a grown-up and it's different, but I think they should make a law for this little girl. She should be buried with her family.
Hmm.
I think it's wrong.
And the thing is, we're talking about 4 miles, as Ted was saying. We're not talking about somebody who lived the other end of the country. We're talking about somebody who lived 4 miles away, for goodness
exactly.
sake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, where I want to be buried is 50 miles away. And as I say, I grew up there, went to school there, I even got married there. And they told me that I couldn't. But this is so wrong for a child. You have to make exceptions sometimes. Do you know what I mean? Life is precious, and you never know what's going to happen around the corner. So I think that they should sit back and, you know, what would they have done if it was their child?
Clearly the family have got lots of questions. She died 11 days ago. That they want to bury their granddaughter. And they never will be able to do this, but they want to try and move on with their lives, and they want a nice ending for her.
They have to give the answers, especially to the family. They can't just turn it over and pretend it's not happening. It is happened, and it's sad that it's happened, but they've got to get off their backsides and decide what they can do to help the family.
Helen, you want to be buried with your family. As you've been told, that can't happen, but you can be cremated. So what's going to happen to you now?
I'm going to be cremated. I didn't want to be, but this is the only way. So I am going to be cremated, and my ashes are going to be interred with my grandparents.
Which is against your wishes, but that's
that's
do.
That's the only way I can do it, yeah. Yeah, I know, and yet I grew up there. I was born in this town. I grew up there. I even got married there, Justin, and in that same church.
Helen, I'm so sorry to hear this. Do you mind me asking how long you've got left to live?
I've got just over 12 months, maybe less.
And I presume it's cancer?
Correct. But how can I put it? Since I've been told, you think, I cried and all this lot and felt sorry for myself, but every day I get up early and I see everything in a different view. I appreciate life a lot more than what I did before. Do you understand?
How old are you, Helen?
I'm 59.
I'm very cheeky for asking that question, but I wanted to have that information.
No, I'm 59. And
you're still very young.
I've got 3 grandchildren and they're all under the age of 5. So I won't see them grow up.
I'm going to say something right now. I'm going to tell a very quick story. And I think anybody who thinks they've got it tough should listen to you right now, Helen, who's got 12 months left to live. And also a lady that I met last week at Dunstable Downs. I was up there and I was talking about some of the best things in Bedfordshire. And I spoke to this lady and she said to me, "Oh, no, I'm not from Bedfordshire. I'm from London." I said, "Oh, what brings you up here then?" She said to me, "Well, I'm not quite sure how long I've got left to live. And I know for a fact I'm going to lose my eyesight very soon. So I'm here with my son today, and I want to see some of the best things before I lose my eyesight." And I have to say, I had to sit down for about 10 minutes because it really, really upset me. And I thought, my goodness me, whenever I'm moaning about things in life, hearing people like you, hearing people like that lady at Dunstable Downs, I haven't got any problems in my life. And I should stop moaning, quite simply, and so should other people.